We're on. Hello. How's everybody doing? We have some shout-outs to catch up with. We've had lots of activity here with our guests and our technical and our various technical difficulties. So let's catch up on everybody's comments.
Yeah.
Milo's with us. Milo just cut another fart.
Yes, he did.
Milo's apparently a smelly dog.
He hasn't eaten anything different.
Let's see. Going all the way back to episode 12. Krizzer gave us a topic idea: 5 cutest TV and movie dogs of all time, which we're gonna do right after we get the shout-outs out. Lily G. Lily G's all caught up. You with us, Bat?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to scroll down to get to get where I was.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't running over you there.
No.
Lily G is all caught up now with the podcast-a-thon.
Now, is Nick here? Nick home?
Is Nick here? Nick's not here. We don't know.
No. Let go.
Lily says, this is for episode 14, which was where Susquito was our special guest. She says, to paraphrase Sprockets, that was bizarre but delightful. Now is the time in the podcast when we dance.
When we dance. Would you like to touch my monkey, Milo?
Touch my monkey.
Would you like to touch my Milo?
Jen Pup left us a comment here.
You know, this blew my mind. How do you know about the Holiday Inn in Norton, Virginia? I have been there.
She says
more
quite
than
the local hotspot back in the day.
I went to a major wedding reception there once.
Ugh. Not a minor wedding reception.
Oh, it was
you.
Not. Well, they might have been minors, but that's coal mine country. So.
Oh yeah. We also have a shout-out from Marla.
By the way, Jen, tell me how you know Norton, Virginia, because it's a tiny hole in the wall.
Yeah, how do you know Norton, Virginia, Jen? How do you know? How do you know about it?
Okay, Marla. I agree with Marla.
Yeah, Susquita brought the house. Pittsburgh will never be the same to me, she says.
Oh.
That was the highlight of the podcast-a-thon right there. I don't see how we'll ever be able to top it. We have a lot of episodes to go, and we'll never come close to topping
some
that.
Of you call-inners, you better have your A-games going.
Bring your A-game, that's right. Judy, our monitor, checked in with us again. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Judy.
She says for us to search for John Schmidt Love Story on YouTube. Might become our new favorite. Who knows? Yeah. As your monitor, I just want to make sure you're doing okay. Let me know if you need anything. I would like to know, Judy the monitor, if you happen to know when can we stop taking sponsors? What's the last day that somebody can sponsor us? Because in the past, it could be a couple days after the podcast-a-thon, or the blog-a-thon. But we don't know if they're doing that this year, and I couldn't find anything on the site about it. So, just was curious. What's that noise?
The police again. The police always
come
to my house.
Oh,
and
is.
By the way, Judy, thanks a lot for bringing Steny a roast beef sandwich and leaving me out.
Judy didn't bring me a roast beef sandwich.
You ate one.
I did. Judy didn't bring it to me. I went and got it my own self.
I thought maybe she brought it to you. And all I had was some Cheetos.
You have Dave going and fetching and carrying for you. I've to fend for myself over here.
I'm using my God-given hands for
that's
these.
That's right. I prepared. Krizzer is not a Phil Collins fan, but she says the best song for her is Easy, It's Against All Odds. I like that one.
Krizzer, I'm so sorry. We must agree to unsnap on that one.
Oh, Bet does not like it. I like Against All Odds.
I don't like Against All Odds.
Krizzer also enjoyed the dildo of Texas. She said if life really were Pittsburgh, she'd kill herself. That's too bad. Great job, Susquita. You were fantastic, which of course we all agree with. Yeah,
absolutely. Just.
And Susquita herself says, holy crap, that was too much fun. Thanks for the accolades. Where's my Tony?
Where's her Tony?
Tony, please.
I
don't have any comments yet on J&K. Maybe people are still listening to that one at this point.
They might be.
But J and K were wonderful to have on as well.
Yay, J and K.
And now, you want to do cutest movie dogs? Movies and TV dogs?
Yeah, since one of them's on my lap. Well, he's not a movie dog.
He's not a movie dog. Not yet.
Yes. Exactly. Ooh.
Maybe later.
But he's licking my neck.
Ooh.
Okay. We're probably gonna snap on a couple of these.
I would think so. One of the ones I have on my list. These are not in any particular order, except for that the number one is the cutest puppy in the whole world. But I have Asta.
Asta is
of
on
course.
My list.
Of course, Asta. From the Thin Man
Asta
movies.
In bringing up baby?
He was Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith.
Or Smitty, they called him.
That was in...
Bringing Up Baby, he was George. George in Bringing Up Baby, and Mr. Smith in The
Mr.
Awful
Smith
Truth.
Mr. Smith is a great name for a dog.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
That man again.
You tell me you don't remember Jerry the Nipper? I have I have Eddie the Jack Russell from Frasier.
Oh,
the
I don't
staring
have
dog.
Eddie.
Yeah, I like
but
Eddie.
I have, my TV doggy is, I have several, so I'll just go down the list as I have them. Toto's my next one.
Oh, Toto, that's a good one. I didn't have Toto.
I do truly love Toto.
Toto, too. I have, Petey, the dog from Little Rascals.
Oh.
The circle around his eye. I love Petey.
Little bit of an unsnap there.
All right.
I mean, he's a doggy. I'm sure he was fine, but...
You don't like the big bully dogs, huh?
No.
Well, I do. Then you're not going to like my next one, but go ahead with your next one.
Probably most of my dogs have fur, you know. My next one's Astro.
Astro. He's a cartoon. I didn't think of cartoons.
Well, it wasn't specified, but I just always think of Astro as being a fun dog. Not your smartest of dogs, is he?
Well, he can talk. That's smarter than
he
most dogs. He just puts R's in front of everything.
He can put sentences together.
Yeah. He puts R's in front of everything, but still.
He has a speech defect, but he can still talk.
Ruh-roh. He's also very quotable, because lots of people say ruh-roh.
Nancy Grace.
Does Nancy Grace say ruh-roh?
She'll be in the middle of, like, a baby murder case, and she'll use the term ruh-roh.
Bet's a far better authority on Nancy Grace than I am, I'm pleased to say. My next one, that you might not even know this dog, but Fatty Arbuckle's dog appeared in a lot of Buster Keaton short films. And I don't know his dog's name, but he's very cute.
I don't know him.
He's cute. He's he's sort of a pit bully type dog as well, but he's very sweet. Sweet looking little doggy.
Pit bully. Yeah. Just to scare all the other dogs in the school.
No, he's cute as hell.
No, but you said pit bully.
Pit bully. I get you. Bully. Get the hell out of the way.
Okay. My next dog, you probably won't know. There was a dog in the 70s who was kind of like Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
He was on a TV show and you would see him in commercials and, you know, you would see him on things and you could pick him out.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Scruffy, and he was kind of an Asta-looking dog. He looked like maybe a fox terrier mix type of a dog.
Yeah,
he was kind of shorter to the ground, and he was a regular on the TV show The Ghost and Mrs. Mirror. He was their dog.
Oh yeah, I remember that dog.
Yeah, but you used to see him in different places. Oh, did I love that dog!
You're a terrier gal.
I am a terrier.
I just thought of the Wheaton Terrier in Best in Show. I can't believe we haven't mentioned any of the dogs in Best in Show yet. Do you have
Norwich?
Is it a Norwich Terrier?
Yeah, it's little baby. God loves a terrier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he on your list?
He's not.
Oh, okay.
I've only got one more on my list.
My number
like
one. Cats. What?
My hat. He's eating my hat.
Oh, he's eating your hat. Don't eat the hat, Milo. No. Milo, no.
The Peabody hat. You'll get in trouble.
My number one cutest dog is the puppy that Stephen Colbert and Tom Hanks sent to Iraq.
Oh,
that was so adorable. It was a big, fat, fluffy golden retriever puppy. So, so cute. And who's your cutest dog ever?
Oh, no. Well, my cutest dog ever, I guess, would probably be Asta. I started at the top.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not counting down. I've ruined the dog.
No, it's okay. What dog do you have?
Do you remember Balky's dog, Superdess?
No, I don't.
On Perfect Strangers. There was a season, half of the season, where he had a dog.
It used to show up.
No, it was shin high.
Oh,
no
I
higher
don't
than knee high, and it used to show up on commercials too. Mm-hmm. It was a dog of no fixed breed, mm-hmm. but it was shaggy and terrierish. But it had upwards ears. Its ears weren't lay down ears. He was a doll baby. He was white.
I do not remember him. That must have been after I stopped watching Perfect Strangers.
I was gonna say we'll have to do a search, see if we can find a picture
of him.
Yeah,
see if we can find a picture.
Right, Mala, this would be perfect. We got 20 seconds if you could end with a bark.
See if Dave can get him to bark. That was Bet. That wasn't really Milo.
Come on, bark for me.
I heard him bark earlier when Dave came over.
Yeah.
But we weren't recording
Dave's
then.
In the other room.
All right. we don't have time to wait for you, Milo. We got to post the show.
Your chance at stardom is past you.
That's all right. It's all right. Okay, we'll post this now, and we'll be back in a half hour. What'll it be? It'll be 2:30 my time, 5:30 your time when we come back for the next episode. Okay, goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Ah.